That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نويت سنة الاعتكاف آموس بلاب الرسول صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم has mentioned that if a person recites 3 times Durood-e Pak in the day and 3 times Durood-e Pak in the night, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, his sins will be forgiven for that day and that night, inshallah tabarak. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Salatan wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika habibullah. As it is our usual practice that we are always making intention for good deeds. So my dear Islamists and viewers of Madani channel, inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, first and foremost, let us make some good intentions, inshallah ta'ala. First intention one can make that inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, whatever we learn here, we try to make it for that near that whatever we're doing here, first and foremost, is only and only for the pleasure of Allah tabarakhu ta'ala. Whatever we learn here, inshallah ta'ala, we try to pass on to our fellow Muslims out there, inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala. When we make near that when we hear the name of Allah, praise Allah, in the form of Azza wa Jalla, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, we make niyat that whenever we hear the name or the attribute of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam, recite durood, salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, like this we can continue making many niyats, inshallah. The more niyat we make, the more good deeds in our account, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, once again we say marhaba, welcome to our silsila, the signs of Qiyamat. And as the last 2 episodes, first episode was the introduction, and then we discussed one of the signs of Qiyamat, which was namaz, when people will start moving away from the namaz, when people will destroy their salah, we discussed in the last episode. And today, inshallah, we'll discuss another unique sign, a sign which is also a sign of Qiyamat. Allah Akbar, my dear Islamists and viewers of Madani channel, that sign of Qiyamat is that when there will be no regard for Amanat. Yes, there will be no regard for Amanat. That means that which is given in trust to you for safekeeping, and that has to be returned. According to Hadith Mubarakah, the word Amanat, trust, in the Hadith is generalized, which refers to wealth, knowledge and actions. It is in Tafsir Khazain al-Irfan under the commentary of the following verse where Allah Hazrat Imam al-Sunnat al-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman translates this verse from Kanzul Iman, that verily Allah tabaraka ta'ala commands that you should hand over the trust to its rightful owners. My dear Islamists and viewers of Madani channel, verily Allah tabaraka ta'ala commands that you should hand over the trust to the rightful owners. This verse incorporates all types of trust. Thus, all those things of which trust have been given in the responsibility of man shall fall under its rulings, and they are divided into 3 types. But these stumbling views of Madani channel, listen carefully about these 3 types of amanat, 3 types of trust which are given to us. Number one, the first type of trust is to have consideration for the amanat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and to carry out what Allah has commanded us, and to abstain from what that Allah Ta'ala has forbidden, meaning what Allah has ordered us to come to follow is halal, to follow that which is halal, and what Allah Ta'ala ordered us to stay away from haram, that which is haram, which is unlawful, najais, which is forbidden. In this statement, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, amanat is necessary in everything, in all aspects of your life. Even just an ibadah of wudu is an imanat. Salah is an imanat, amanat. Ghusl is an amanat. Quran is an amanat. Allahu Akbar. Zakat is also an amanat. It is a trust given to you by Allah Ta'ala. Have you fulfilled that right in following the commands of Allah and fulfilling the rights of Allah Ta'ala by receiving that reward of being rich, and the amanat of Allah Ta'ala is that you have received the richness and now you have to pay the zakat. So the question is, did you fulfill that amanat of Allah Ta'ala? So if this is not fulfilled, as in today's times, it's a sign of Qiyamah. So this is divided into three types. So that is the first type, and Allahu Akbar, if Allah Ta'ala has, for example, given us the Quran, and definitely it is an amanat, it is a trust from Allah Ta'ala that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam Quran and Majid. It's an amanat. That if, according to Hadith Mubarakah, that if this Quran was given to the mountains, immediately the mountains would explode. If a revelation of Quran was given to the mountains, mountains would have exploded. So Allah Ta'ala, in His infinite wisdom, in His infinite mercy, Allah Ta'ala knew that we as the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that we will be able to encompass Quran. This is why Allah Ta'ala did not give Quran to the mountains. Allah Ta'ala never gave Quran to the seas. Allah Ta'ala gave this amanat, Quran, to mankind. To us, you and I, the views of Madani Channel. So we have to fulfill the rights of Quran. In order to fulfill the rights of Allah, Allah gave us this amanat. We have to fulfill that right. So what commands Allah Ta'ala gives us in Quran and Majid, Majid's numbers and views of Majid, are we fulfilling? Are we fulfilling? That is the question. For example, Quran is given as an amanat, the trust to the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, in which Allah Ta'ala gives many ayat and many orders in Quran and Majid. Many. Every part of your life is covered in Quran and Majid. If you want to look a complete concise of a human life, complete code of conduct, a complete way of life, Allah Ta'ala has given to us. We want to look for our problems in our marriage, we look in the Quran. We want to look for our ibadat, we look in Quran. We want to look at the greatness of Allah, you look in Quran. If you want to see the greatness of your beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, you look in Quran. Everything is encompassed in Quran. My dear son, views in Madani Channel, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, there are many ayat in Quran and Majid for different orders. For example, just one ayat of Quran, Aqimu Salah. It is an amanat. Establish your namaz. Yes, views of Madani Channel, my dear son, brethren, establish your namaz. Remember something, this amanat is given to us by Rabb Allah Ta'ala, and the sign of Qiyamah, when there will be no regard for amanat anymore. Allah Azza wa Jalla gave us Quran. Allah Ta'ala gave us Iman. Allah Ta'ala gave us Salah. Allah Azza wa Jalla gave us Namaz. And are we fulfilling the commands of Allah Ta'ala as an amanat? That is a question for you and I. The viewers of Madani Channel, my dear standards, are we fulfilling the rights of Quran? Is that amanat complete? When Allah Ta'ala says, Aqimu Salah, establish your Namaz, perform your Salah, read your namaz. Are we doing this? This is the question you should be answering and the question I should be answering, because in Quran and Majid, according to our ulama ikram, Majid Islam and views of Madani Channel, Aqimu Salah, establish namaz, have been said in Quran and Majid more than 750 times. Can you imagine? Not one time, not two time, not three time, not five time, not 10 time, not 100 time, not 200 time, not 500 times, not 600 times, all the viewers of Madani Channel, more than 750 times, Allah Ta'ala says, establish namaz. The question is, are we establishing the namaz? This is the question. And you know, you and I know our condition about our salah. Today masjids are empty. Muazzin says, As-salatu khayru minan nawm. Salah is better than sleep. But masjid is empty. Usually muazzin and few musallis in the masjid. My dear Islamis and viewers of Madani Channel, this is an amanat Allah Ta'ala gave us through the wasila of His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam on the night of Mi'raj. When our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam comes in the bargah of Rabb Allah Ta'ala and he goes in the court of Allah and he says, Rabbi Hamli Ummati, Rabbi Kfirli Ummati, O Allah, my Ummah, please forgive my Ummah. Allah Ta'ala gives the command of Salah on the night of Mi'raj as a gift, as an amanat. A trust to our beloved Rasulullah. And beloved Rasulullah took this amanat and gave to the ummah of the beloved, to the entire mankind. Gave it to us. And what we did with this gift? We're going to be questioned about this. What have we done with this gift? If this Allah Ta'ala says more than 750 times in Quran and Majid about this one gift, salah, namaz, how are we going to answer on the day of Qiyamah? In the court of Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, I gave you an amanat. Oh my banda, I've given you an amanat. I've given you a trust to perform your salah. 5 times a day only I asked on the day of on the night of Mi'raj, I commanded my beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam to perform the namaz 50 times a day. But through the wasila of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah azza wa jalla, namaz was brought down from 50 to 45, 45 to 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. He says, go back to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Tell Allah Azza wa Jalla that your ummah will not be able to perform the salah 25 times a day. Eventually from 25, 20, 15, 10, go back to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Tell Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, your ummah will not be able to perform 10 times a day. Eventually Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, in the cycle of 24 hours, merciful Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gave us the command to perform the salah 5 times a day. And beloved, Allah Tabaraka said to his beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, oh my beloved, Sallallahu ta'ala, listen, my words do not get changed. Your persons in amongst your ummah, they recite 5 times namaz a day. They perform 5 times namaz a day. I give them the reward 50 times. So my dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel, this amanat, which is that sign, Allahu Akbar, when people disregard this amanat, it's going to be a sign of the day of Qiyamah. It's going to be a sign, it becomes a sign of the day of Qiyamah. How are we going to answer in the court of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala when today majority of the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam, they are heedless towards the performance of namaz. Today, if you want to look for the solution to your problems, you have financial problems, you have marital problems, you have spiritual problems, you have jinn problems, you have jadu problems, you have problems with disobedient wife having problems with disobedient child, even people are having business problems, people are having problems in the neighborhood, whatever problem you have, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us the key to all the solution of all the problems. And what is the key to the solution of all the problems? Is this beautiful amanat Allah Tabaraka gave us, which is the performance of namaz. A person comes in the bargah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, subhanallah, he bows down in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he is, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the solver of all problems. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala solves our problem, my dear standards and the views of Madani Channel. So this is only one aspect of amanat. Each and every part of the worship is an amanat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us wudu, is also an amanat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us the performance of ghusl, also an amanat. Tilawat of Quran, also an amanat. All the different forms of ibadat, also an amanat. So many different forms of amanat. So many different forms of trust Allah gave us. And look today, how we so reckless about our ibadat. So hastily we perform our ibadat. So hastily we perform the wudu. You see the people in the wudu khana. People are making wudu. They are making wudu as they are playing games in the wudu khana. Yes. He does not know the exact faraid of wudu. It's an amanat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us a trust. And this is that trust, this is that amanat, which will be the sign of the day of Qiyamah, where people will have no regard for this amanat, for this gift, special gift of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wudu. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in Quran and Majid about wudu. That four parts of wudu. Are we fulfilling the rites of this Quran and Majid? That we complete the wudu in the proper manner? And our beloved Rasul showed us the detail of the performance of the wudu. It's also an amanat. We perform the wudu. Some of them, we see in the wudu khana, they are washing their hand and they're supposed to wash from the tip of the fingers, including each and every pore, minimum 2 drops of water to flow in each and every pore, including the elbows, is fard. One time fard. Minimum 2 drops of water to flow in each and every part. They're making the wudu like this. Like this. They're playing some game in the wudu khana. Like this. Just like this. All the water is rolling here, but the entire section is empty. And views of Madani Channel, subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, our Shaykh Tariqat Amil Sunnat, he makes the beautiful detail in Madani Channel, video detail. If you want to refer about how to perform the wudu so you can fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala and hold the trust of amanat to high esteem, this amanat of wudu, then watch the wudu, special method of wudu by our Shaykh Tariqat Amil Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri, Allah grant him a long life and good health. Alhamdulillah, he has showed physically how to perform the wudu, he has showed physically how to perform the namaz, he has shown physically how to tie the ihram, how to make the tawaf of Kaaba, how to make safa, how to make marwa. For who is this? This is an amanat, Allah Ta'ala, I trust Allah has given to us, viewers of Madani Channel, my dear Stan Berlin. So we have to know our, how to fulfill the rights of the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, we are in difficulty in the dunya, we are in difficulty in the qabr, and most certainly will be difficulty on the day of Qiyamah. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear stumbling views of Madani, the second type. We already discussed the first type, where there will be no, this first type of amanat. Now the second type of amanat is that the servant should have full consideration of Allah's amanat within himself, which refers to all the blessings of Allah Ta'ala, all the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla, given to him, his limbs, his hands, his fingers, his toes, his ears, his eyes, his nose, his tongue, each and every part of the body is also a trust given to the mankind. It's an amanat given to us by Allah Ta'ala, a trust. And we have to be answerable for each and every part in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Imagine just a piece of tongue, this small piece of meat which we have within these two teeth. The tongue is also an amanat. On the day of Qiyamah, for each and every part of our body we have to be answerable. It's only a loan to us. It's only a loan to us and we have to be answerable for it. Imagine this small piece of meat, this small piece of tongue, which is given as an amanat from merciful Allah Ta'ala. We use it the whole day, non-stop action. And most of the time, for useless talking. You know, my dear Islam and viewers of Madani Channel, this amanat, the tongue, Allah Ta'ala gave us, you know, if you want to see a power of a human being, you don't see a power of how big his muscle, or how big is his chest, or how tall he is. If you want to see dynamite, you want to see the dynamite, you only hear his tongue. You hear him. If you want to see his muscle and see his power, only hear him talk. If he's a backbiter, you'll hear him. If he's a tail bearer, you'll hear him. If he speaks obscene languages, you'll hear him. If he swears, you'll hear him. If he talks good things, subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, about Allah and his beloved Rasulullah, you will hear him. So if you want to see a person's power, you will see him by the use of his tongue. Whether he uses his tongue in the useful way or he uses his tongue in the useless way. Remember, my dear Islam, this is an amanat. It's a trust by Allah Ta'ala. We are going to be accountable on the day of Qiyamah. Imagine when everything will be sealed. And Allah Ta'ala asks the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that I gave you an amanat. I gave you a trust. I gave you those hands, I gave you those limbs, I gave you those eyes, I gave you those ears, I gave you those body parts. What did you do about it? What announcement can we make in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla when this tongue will be putting the entire body into trouble? Because Shaykh Tariqat Amil Hussain says it very beautifully. The arrow of a bow may miss its target. The arrow of a bow may miss its target. But the words of a tongue never misses his target. How are we going to be answered on the day of Qiyamah? We use this piece. Usually when the message comes, it comes into the ear canal, or the message is received by the eye, and it sends a message to the brain, and the brain gives a message to the tongue, and the tongue is supposed to speak. But imagine that before you even can do any thinking, before you can even receive the message completely, before you can see with your eye the message completely, and then you already made the conclusion with your tongue. You already said yes. What do you mean? You shouldn't have said that. Why you said this? I will fight. I will do this. I will do that. The brother says, but please cool down. Calm down. I say, why are you saying calm down? He said, no. Actually, I never meant this. I never meant this. I was saying this. I will say, oh man. Why didn't I just keep quiet for a little while more? I should just listen to him. Why I made all the conclusions? I mean, the conclusions before the person can complete his sentence. You know why? Why did you make the conclusion, this piece of tongue, this piece of meat, which is an amanat, it's a trust given to us by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you are supposed to control him, lock him up. He can put you in trouble. At that time, you know, today you ask the guys in prison, today people are in jail, you ask them, why are they in jail? He said, you know, I was busy, I was having an argument, and the guy told me one thing, and I told him one thing, word back. And then I killed him. Or he fought me and I shot him or I hit him. And today I'm life sentence in jail. He would say, Yar, he'd be sitting in the jail and saying, if only I didn't use this piece of tongue, this piece of meat. And I just kept quiet for a little while. Today I would have been safe, I would have been freedom, I would have been enjoying my life as every other Muslim is out there enjoying his life. My dear Islam views is just a reality. Really reality. So I'm just talking about one amanat of Allah, just one trust. Allah gave us the tongue as a trust. When we go back in the court of Allah, Allah will ask us, how did you use this trust? I gave you this piece of tongue as a trust. What did you do about it? You abused it. You shouted your mummy. You shouted your father. You used obscene languages. You tailbait. You swore. You backbited. You joked. You laughed. You did everything with this amanat that I give you. Why didn't you make the zikr of Allah? Why didn't you make the tilawat of Quran? Why didn't you recite the beautiful naat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? It was an amanat. I gave you a trust. Oh my banda, what is wrong with you? Too late. My dear Islam, my viewers of Madani channel, this amanat that Allah gives us in all forms, we're only discussing the tongue. Imagine if I start to talk about the hands. Imagine we start to talk about the eyes. Because according to our pious ancestors, it says, what the eyes admire is the heart desire. And what the heart desire is the body desire. This is why we commit so much of sins. Because we admire, oh, we take out our eyes almost like it's coming out of our socket. Because we admire so much. We see guna, we want to see guna. So we get sukoon. For how long? You get sukoon at that moment for your heart? No, not sukoon. You are damaging your iman. You are damaging and you are impurifying yourself. If you use your eyes for the wrong things, because when you see, you admire and you wish that I could get that desire. You see, you feel desirous about it. But this is a damage for you. So this eyes Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also gave us an amanat. Imagine the day of Qiyamah with my dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madinah channel. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ask us about our tongue, we fail. Allah ask us about our eyes, we fail. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ask us about our hands, we fail. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ask us about our ears, we fail. Allah Tabaraka ask us about our legs, we fail. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ask us about our body parts, we fail. What could be our condition on the day of Qiyamah if each and every part of our body fails us? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madinah channel, it's an amanat given to you by our merciful Allah Ta'ala. Look after it, because this is a sign when there will be no regard for amanat anymore, is a sign of Qiyamah. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala. My dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madinah channel, the last and final but the third type of amanat is that the servant should be considered in his dealing with other servants. Meaning one human being to another human being. Meaning one Muslim to another Muslim. Meaning one Ashik to another Ashik. They should be concerned about the dealing with the servants of Allah regarding amanat. Thus, it is necessary for him to return any deposit or anything loaned to him to his rightful owners. And to be distrustful with them is not allowed. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said that the amanat should be returned to the person who has left it with you, and do not be distrustful with him who has been distrustful with you. Do not be distrustful with him who has been distrustful with you. In other words, the issue, for example, the issue of weight, measurement. Today we are selling things. We are selling sugar. We are selling rice. We are selling oil. We are selling so many things. We are selling dal. We are selling so many things. We need weight. So what happens? People are putting less weight and showing more. For example, say 2.5 kilo sugar for this price of 11.99. But when you go to really measure it, it's 2.3 kilo. You are not fulfilling the rights of your fellow Muslim brother. The trust that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave you as a businessman, you have broke that trust. You have defied Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, broken the law of Allah Zawajalla, and you are in difficulty because maybe, my dear Islam and views of Madinah channel, maybe this will lead us to the fire of Jahannam. Imagine all those merchants out there. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gave you this business as an amanat, as a trust. You are rich out there for a reason, because Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gave you this wealth. It's only for a checkup system, for a temporary while. It's a loan for you to see whether you really fulfill the rights of the amanat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So imagine, you are selling sugar, but you are giving 2.5 kilo, but you're supposed to be giving 2.5 kilo, you're giving 2.3 kilo. You are selling dal, you're supposed to be giving 1 kilo, but you're giving 800 grams. You're selling rice, you're supposed to be giving 5 kilo of rice, but you're giving 4.8 kilo. So every grain that you're taking out, every measurement that you're taking out, you're going to be answerable about it, my dear son brothers. Definitely, adab of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will be first in the qabr, and most certainly in the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, on the Mizan, when our deeds will be opened in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, believe me that you cannot get away with anything. In the court of the dunya, we can get away with everything. But in the court of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, who is the judge of all judges and the court of all courts, each and everything will bear witness against you on the day of Qiyamah. Everything that you handled will bear witness against you on the day of Qiyamah. What will be my condition, my dear son, brother, in the views of Madani Channel? If we have to do this, we this amanat that Allah Ta'ala gave us, even as a richness, or being a merchant, or being a trader, and we are cheating our own Muslim brothers and own Muslim sisters out there, and we're cheating our fellow mankind out there, just to make a few bucks so that we can live happily in the dunya? No. Dunya is for a short while. Dunya is for a short while. Definitely we have to leave. How long we can stay in the dunya? 10 years, 20 years, 80 years, 100 years? We don't know. But this is the specified time. You can't go more than that. Alame barzak in the qabr. Imagine the qabr. One of the gardens and the gardens of Jannah. Or maybe qabr can be one of the pits from the fire of Jahannam. Tubu ilallah. Astaghfirullah. What will be our condition if Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has to make garden from the qabr, one of the pits, on the pits of fire of Jahannam, only because you never fulfill the rights of our Muslim brother. Being a merchant, being a businessman, being a person who's the owner of a business, and you had to cheat your fellow Muslim brother and fellow human being in order to make a little more buck, a little more money, to get rich in the dunya, to fill your pockets a little more, so you get some khushi, some happy, that you got more dollars, more pounds, more rands, more rupees. No, my dear son, brethren, remember that this is going to be a disaster for us in the dunya, in the qabr, and on the year after. My dear son, brethren, views of Madani Channel, signs of Qiyamah. Yes, indeed, this is a sign of Qiyamah. When there will be no regard for amanat, there will be no regard for trust. So there are many aspects of amanat. But subhanAllah, we just covered a few points about amanat. I'm hopeful that inshallah azza wa jalla, viewers of Madani Channel, my dear son that is seated here today, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we're not going to fall in this category. No. We do not want to fall into this category that where we are going to be the ones where we're going to have no regard for amanat. No, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, you and I, the viewers of Madani Channel, indeed, with the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, sadaqah of his beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, whatever trust Allah given us, whatever amanat, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we are going to fulfill the rights of that amanat, inshallah. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we're going to make it, inshallah, so that we're not going to be upon those persons are going to be the signs for the day of Qiyamah. No. We're going to be good Muslims out there, inshallah, wherever we are in the world, my dear Islamis and viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, whether you are director of a company, whether you are a manager, whether you are just an employer, an employee, just a boy who's carrying out the boxes, driver, whether you are just selling fruits and vegetables on the road, no matter what position Allah tabarak wa ta'ala put you, rich or poor, Allah has given you an amanat, look after it. We're going to be questioned for it on the day of Qiyamah. So we make dua in the court of Allah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and right to understand the signs of Qiyamah, especially when there will be no regard for amanat, for trust. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahami, ay dawat islami, teri doom machi ho. Ameen. Bijahi nabi al-ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
That day shall you be brought to judgment, that day shall you be